It's Midnight Call, Neil Atkinson and Rory Smith, chatting away from wherever on earth Rory is next, to talk about many aspects of the Premier League at the minute. I just want to do a, it's an interesting little moment for a catch up with what's just happened, and it's not just about the wonderful scorelines of last weekend, e.g. Everton 2, Watford 5 and Liverpool 5, Manchester United 0. It's more about what's to come this weekend, Rory, and this is going out immediately today. And this idea that this patch of games is where the Premier League feels like it's going to break into bits. That everyone's almost by the end of this weekend going to know what bit they're in. So Watford and Southampton play each other. That's in there. Burnley play Brentford. That's in there as well. And then you've got these really weird games. Arsenal coming up this weekend up against Leicester, and Tottenham up against Manchester United. And then you've got the fact that the top three are all playing at 3 o'clock at the same time. And if they all win, as we can broadly speak and expect them to, maybe it might not happen. But by the end of this weekend, there will be a top three. There will then be a group who are massively grouped together, and then there'll be the poor sides. And then that's it for the rest of the season. That's what's going to happen, isn't it?
Broadly, I can't ever quite bring myself to disagree with you, but
go for it.
So I read the table a little bit differently, and I read it more from the bottom up. I think you're right. Like there's a clear top three, and I don't think the gap between that top three and Manchester United will be as broad as everybody thinks it will be for a little bit. I think United have enough quality in their team to win most of their football matches. That might not apply immediately in the next 2-3 weeks, because they've got Spurs, they've got City, I think they've got Arsenal relatively soon, and Chelsea relatively soon. So they might drop a few points. They will drop a few points, because they don't have a very good manager. But you'll get to the end of November or whatever, and they will be maybe 8 points behind the top three, or 8 points off second or whatever, if one of the top three has a bit of a stutter. That's not a kind of chasm at that stage. And then, you know, we know what Man United are like. They'll have a run of easier fixtures, they'll get a lot of points on the board, and by Christmas it might be 4 points, and it might be, oh, actually maybe Man United are in with a chance of finishing second or third or whatever it is. So I think there's kind of three plus one at the top. But what I think is really interesting is at the bottom, where you have Norwich, who, it's not quite fair to say are bad, but will get cut adrift at some point. Norwich are going to get relegated.
Yep.
You can assume that. I learned a long time ago never ever to predict that Burnley would be relegated, because Burnley never get relegated. There's some sort of weird alchemy that Sean Dyche sort of performs, where he does the same thing every year and it's literally the same players. And I presume James Tarkowski is now 63, but they're just always there. And at some point, Burnley will put a run of games together where they get 10 points out of 15, and all of a sudden Burnley will look like they're going to finish 15th again. This year, I think that might not hold, but I'm not prepared to say it. I'm not prepared to say I think Burnley
with you 100%.
The logic says Burnley might go down this year. And the reason the logic says that is because there's only one other bad team in the Premier League, and that's Newcastle. And apparently they've got new owners. And if Newcastle can put something together in January to put a team together to get themselves out of it, I think if you look above that, it's really hard to work out who else might get relegated.